Good morning, Ryerson. I'm Matthew Rodrigo-Pol.
And I'm Meili Ma.
You're tuned in to the Rye Report for November 25th.
On today's show, we'll be discussing how Ryerson students have a new space to sleep during exam times, the Hub Cafe's new reusable takeout containers, bedbug sightings on campus, and Rams basketball players' reaction to former Raptors not getting championship rings.
With exam season coming up, Ryerson's commuter students now have more opportunities to ditch their late-night commutes and sleep over on campus. Ryerson's commuter hostel will now be using the Daphne Cockwell complex to provide more space for students to stay overnight. For $35 a night, students can book a room at the DCC or the International Living and Learning Center. Ryerson Director of Housing Operations, Valerie Bruce.
This year, we have some open spaces in DCC because of the new residence being built that we're able to not permanently, but actually for this exam schedule coming up, offer some additional space in that building.
Ryan Taylor is the project manager of the Student Move TO study. He says Ryerson students have the longest commutes out of all Toronto universities.
The Hub Cafe is now offering a reusable takeout containers program. Ozzy is a machine that dispenses green reusable containers. It was established by Ryerson Eats. The cafe wants to help Ryerson reduce its carbon footprint. It encourages students and the staff to cut down on using disposable containers by using Ozzy. Devil Platter, a third-year civil engineer student, thinks it's a very good idea.
I think the reusable containers are good because they prevent like things from being thrown out. So the more stuff that's being reused, the better for the environment.
The Ozzy To-Go container is made from a US-based company. It supplies containers and automated connection machines to Ryerson and other universities. Since the start of November, they have sold 100 reusable containers.
There have been sightings of bedbugs at Ryerson. Last week, the Instagram account Ryerson Confessions posted a photo of a bedbug. The post said the bedbug was found on the 10th floor of the library. A row of desks have been blocked off and covered in plastic after the facilities team was alerted. Ryerson's Facilities and Management Department says that after inspection, pest control didn't find any bedbugs. Last year, bedbugs were found at Ryerson in a Victoria Building classroom.
Rams basketball players are defending former Raptors who didn't get championship rings. They say the Raptors should pay up. Former Raptors Jonas Valanciunas, DeLon Wright, and CJ Miles did not receive rings. Ryerson's women's basketball team shared the views on the Raptors controversy. They say it's disappointing and surprising that you wouldn't give three players rings as a nod to their part in the championship, because you never know if they would have won that championship without them.
I'm Matthew Rodrigo-Pol.
I'm Meili Ma.
And this was your Rye Report for November 25th. Thanks for tuning in.